I just believe he wants us to get into that place right now and allow him to take us higher. Because I feel he wants us to look at the things that we face right now from his perspective, from high. And so whatever, I just felt like there's an anointing right now for him to lift you higher, higher than where you are right now, higher to the place where we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, where you can look at everything that you're facing right now in the natural, and you can see it from his perspective. And I believe there's just a grace and a faith released right now to look at situations that you felt like, God, that's impossible. And I feel like God's saying, nothing is impossible for me. Just see it from the top. See it from where I am, where you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Just allow the faith to stir in you. He's giving a gift of faith right now to believe for the impossible that faces you right now, the impossible. Just bring it to him. Bring it to him.
Got there, you knew it was coming, and I pray, Father, that you will put that smell, the smell of heaven invading in our nostrils, Lord. Father, a certainty that something's coming. We will live with an expectation. And Father, I pray particularly for those who have been waiting a long time and given up with disappointment. I pray for a renewed expectation in our hearts. For that which we have longed for, which you have placed there. That longing has come from you, Holy Ghost, doesn't come from the enemy. And I ask you, Lord, to rekindle the fires in our hearts, to rekindle the desire in us once again, to rise up like wings like eagles, Lord, to rise upon the thermals of your presence, to enter into heights of worship, praise, and exaltation that we can only dream of, Father. Father, take us and use us. Do what you want with us. Here we are, Lord. We set our lives apart for you. We come here, we ask you, take all of us we are. See your people, Lord. Respond to the cries of the people's hearts. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stir us out of any sense of boredom with you, Lord, any sense of, well, this is just a dull relationship going nowhere. Lord, rekindle first love in our hearts. Cause our hearts to rise up again, Father, with new zeal, new hunger. Let us find your word full of life again. Let your word feed us, Lord. Let prayer once again become the center of our hearts. Crying out to you, entering into glory of your presence, gazing upon the splendor of our King. Become the object of our desire, Jesus. Become what we long for. Please, Jesus. Here we are. We wait on you, Lord. Jesus. Scendo sora babayara ba kusabrande ri via tura daba. Scendo sora ba via durustri andre kastamor ke orba sinda. Thank you, rakishando. Regarde di sta dura de basse braba cora via morbicchiando raba. Oh, raba via sa. Lord, you say you've seated us in heavenly places, and let us truly understand what that means. Let our hearts rise up to keep pace with what you say. Move that revelation from our head to our hearts. Move us to understand what it means to be seated with you, Jesus. Move us to realize what it means to be in Christ, what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the living presence of God on the inside of us. Let us understand what it means to be living stones built into a temple created for your habitation in this city. We choose to let go frustration and boredom, and we choose to lay hold of you, Jesus. We choose to believe that heaven is greater than our lives. We choose to believe that, Lord. We want to be overwhelmed. We want to be overwhelmed by your presence. We don't want to be caught up with church and religion. We want to be caught up with you. Come and start a work in us which cannot end. A work which goes on for a generation in this nation. Father, it starts here, and we ask you to do it. We ask you to awaken our hearts. We ask you to stir within us once again. We ask you to rekindle in us the fires of heaven. We don't want to be caught up with doing things. We want to be caught up with you, Jesus. We don't want to be caught up with little manifestations. We want you, Lord. We want to be in our faces. We want to be absolutely overwhelmed. But don't leave us here. Don't leave us here, Lord. We cannot stay here. We've come this far. We need to go the rest of the way. Lord, your word says the whole of creation waits with longing for the sons of God to arise. And we say to you, sons of God, arise! 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 Enter into your inheritance! Enter into your purpose! You are not called for ordinary! You are called for the extraordinary! You are not called for ordinary! Disappointment fall to the ground like an old weary garment, and put on the garments of praise, worship. Shambara sibroka sandi. Oh, sing a new song. Sing a new song. Leave the old songs, they've done their time. It's time to sing a new song. Put on your garments of praise. It's time to sing a new song. It's time to exalt the King. It's time. It's time. Awaken. Awaken. And that place has never been close to you or I. But you and I have not been there, some of us, for a long time. Thank you. be a season of singing once again that will come upon the earth. And the song will not be inspired by what is on the earth, but the song will be inspired by what the Spirit imparts out of the glorious place. And you will sing despite everything around you. And as you sing, you will dispense and disperse that which has tried to crowd the glory out of your life. You will send it back. You will enter into the newness. From this place once again will rise up men and women, boys and girls, people who walk with a destiny in their hearts and in their lives, a mandate and a calling which is given by the living God, which cannot be set aside and cannot be refused, for it is so glorious that it will capture your and my hearts. We will begin to walk with a momentum in this land, in the lands of this nation and Europe. We will bring a newness. We will bring a refreshing. And all the while the political systems will darken the land, but we will bring light and refreshing where we go. And many people will turn to the living God because they will see the reality, the love that is in your hearts. For God and for each other. And that will be real. And nothing can take that away. And this is a journey, my friends. This is a journey to enter into that place. This is a journey towards the greater. This is a journey. And on any journey, there are parts you planned for, but parts you didn't know would come. But with our eyes set upon the portal that has been opened to us, we will enter right in to that place. And that will be your momentum, and that will be your encouragement. And that will be in the fire that you bring to the lives of other people. I've longed to see a move of God upon this land, and I've pondered and not understood why. Moves of God have come and moves of God have gone, and the land almost returns to what it was before, and I've not understood this. And I've asked God about this so many times. Why are the victories so short-lived? Why does the enemy have the right to re-enter? And I remembered the Lord taking me to the scripture where Samuel placed the stone, and the Philistines could not come past that stone as long as Samuel was alive. It was not because the stone had any power. It's because Samuel declared that stone is the boundary. Ebenezer is the name of the stone. And the Lord says, what I long for and what I look for are men and women who are not content with just one glorious moment of zeal and fire, but men and women with an apostolic oversight and understanding. those are the ones who will go before me, and those are the ones who will establish the order of the house as I have purposed it. Those are the ones who will find the ways to bring the house into the realms of those who desperately need the house. And the cry of my heart is, Father, raise up amongst us those with that heart. Raise up amongst those who will not be satisfied with just one glorious moment, but those who have a long-range view of seeing the purposes that you have, culminating with the return of our bridegroom, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. The one who will come and once again unite the two branches. The one who brings the anointing of the king and the priest. The one who unites heaven and earth. The one who unites the Jew and the Gentile. The one who brings his millennium reign and freedom on this earth. Lord, that is the cry of my heart. I want to live with an understanding of the time we live in. I want to live with an understanding of your involvement in this time. I want to live with an understanding of where we're going and what you're doing, and where this goes, and how we can be ready to go into. You looked. I don't want my place to be empty. I don't want anybody here to be not in the place that you've purposed for them, Father. I want them to fill their place. Jesus. We've got available. We offer you our lives. We offer you what we have. We reach our hand out to take your sword, and we say we'll carry your sword, the sword of the king, trusting that the time that you give us will be sufficient for us to fulfill the plan that you have. Chapter 7, which speaks of Jesus, who came in the order of Melchizedek. And references it back through Psalm 110 all the way back to Genesis chapter 14. When Abraham came from defeating the kings, and he came to Salem, which was the name used for Jerusalem at that time. And there he met the king of Salem called Melchizedek, who was also a high priest. There was no other king and high priest since the time of Melchizedek until the time of Jesus. And when Abraham came with his followers, Melchizedek brought bread and wine and refreshed them. And the night that Jesus, Messiah, was to begin the process of fulfilling all that God had purposed, he brought bread and wine. And he said, "Take, eat, drink this. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me." There is a mystery, brothers and sisters. There's a kingdom which is greater than you and I could even begin to imagine. When Jesus comes again, he brings the kingdom into the earth in all its fullness. And he reigns as the king. And he raises up those who are the priests, those who will come and serve and worship and be part of this glorious kingdom, the fulfillment and the culmination of many things. And this is a process and a season of preparation to get our hearts to that place. For it will be more glorious than you can even begin to imagine. And there are people here with mantles of covenants upon their lives. Those who will govern in this season, spiritual realms upon the earth. Those who have proven by their faithfulness and their fearlessness that they can enter in to the spiritual dynamic that God has purposed for them to live and walk in. But now we want to take this bread and this wine. Jesus gives it to us to refresh us for this journey. He says, "This is my body broken for you." That truth singly is enough to set us free and empower us with all the glory that he has purposed, all the authority, all the understanding. When he said this cup represents the new covenant made in my blood, this covenant between God and us, a covenant which God does not take lightly, a covenant which unites us to him but unites us to one another, unites us to the whole body of Christ throughout the world, this covenant which guarantees us a future, this covenant, which is better than the old covenants, but includes them, this covenant, which is made between you and God, and God says, "You are my covenant partners in this journey on the earth." So come and eat. Come and be refreshed, for I lay before you bread and wine, grape juice. But I lay before you the covenant meal. The covenant meal which must always remind us not only of his death, but of his power that's at work in us right now. The glory that awaits us right now. The visions which are standing right now waiting to be imparted to us. the revelations which are standing there completely ready right now. Right now, this is yours. So, brothers and sisters, I invite you to come and share this covenant meal. Eat it as the covenant partners of the living God who has set aside this meal forever to be here for the purpose of remembering everything that He gives us in Jesus Christ. Comes out of the supernatural place. Something that's going to release something over this meeting, over the lives of these people. Or an understanding in the spirit of what God is saying and what God is doing here.
Child, you can have what you need, and I will provide it.
Willing to take a chance, if you are willing to put your trust in Jesus totally, if you are willing to stand up out from under the cloud of disappointment and disillusionment, then now you can do it. Because He has said all the time, He only asks, that He only wants us. And we ask, we have Him, but you have to ask. And this is not a trick, because the trick is that the enemy does to keep the sons of God paralyzed, under the cloud of disappointment. And he says, "Dare to trust me tonight. I want you, child. I've been waiting a long time for all of you. For the great plans I have when you and I run together. Plans you cannot possibly even understand yet. But it's your part that you will play in the plan. Are you willing to take that chance? Are you willing? Are you willing?" It's got nothing to do with your circumstances or what's gone before. It's got nothing to do with the enemy's lie that you're disqualified. It's got everything to do with taking a chance on his invitation now. He wants you. He wants you. Take a chance. Take a chance. Take hold of Jesus. Reach up in your heart to him. Say, "Lord, here I am. I know you've never lost sight of me in all these years, but here I am because you've been planning this day for a long time. Here I am. Take what I have. It all belongs to you anyway. I want to become your running partner, Jesus. I want to run this race with you. I want the victor's crown. I want it so badly for you, Jesus." Praise the Lord. Shibarabasarabarabiyandi. Kendorabarabiyashtarabarabiya kurdibiyandu. Now, like never before, take a chance. Thank you, Jesus. I believe some of you are going to have dreams of things you've dreamt of before. And you pondered these things for a season and you never knew what they were. But you'll have the continuation and God will begin to give you more revelation. He's wooing you like never before. He's calling us like never before. Reminding you of the things that have gone before, the things he has said, the promises you know he made. Once again, they're coming to life. Once again, he's breathing life into your tiredness. He's putting hope in you once again. You will see in your lifetime what you have longed for.